The Humboldt Broncos have been galloping lately. The Broncos have won 6 straight games and 9 of their last 10. Entering this week, the Broncos sat second, as of Sunday, in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League standings with a 3-3-1-2-1-0 record. The Broncos, led leading Battleford's North Stars, Flynn Flon Bombers, LaRange Ice Wolves and Melfort Mustangs have already clinched playoff spots. 3 other teams will qualify for the SJHL postseason. With a surge, the Mustangs were able to lock down their playoff berth. Melfort has not lost in regulation in its last 5 contests. Humboldt Broncos, 3-3-1-2-1-0. The Broncos went 3-0 last week. On February 14, Noah Barlage scored the winning goal in overtime to lift the visiting Humboldt team to a 5-4 victory over Notre Dame. The Hounds were rolling early and were up 3-0 by early in the second period. Broncos goalie Benjamin Motu stopped 13 of the 16 shots he faced. He was relieved by Jared Picklick, who made 18 saves on 19 shots. The Broncos outscored the Hounds 4-1 the rest of the second period to create a 4-4 tie. Scoring for Humboldt were Jacob Boucher, Cage Nguyens, Dalen Weigel, and Maddox Amaral. After a scoreless third period, Barlage delivered the game winner. On Friday at home, the Broncos held on to beat the Estevan Bruins, 5-4. Spencer Bell scored twice in the first period to help Humboldt to a 2-1 lead. In the second session, Matthew Van Blarikom, Ethan Zielk and Bell, completing the hat trick, scored for Humboldt to go up 5-1 before Estevan got one back. The Bruins scored twice in the third period to pull to within 1-5-4, but they were unable to tie things up. Bell's goals were his 7th through 9th of the season. Picklick made 40 saves. The Broncos scored the game's first 4 goals on Saturday en route to a 4-1 home win over Estevan. Scoring for Humboldt were Ben Kotelak, Timothy Kim, Van Blarikom, and Lucas Ceccarelli. Motu made 24 saves. Melfort Mustangs, 2-7-1-4-5-3. On February 15, the Mustangs beat the visiting Kindersley Clippers, 6-2. The teams were tied 1-1 after 1. The Mustangs outscored the Clippers, 3-1, in the second thanks to goals by Zach Summers, Kevin Minnick, his 2nd of the night, and captain Ben Tkachuk. In the third, Summers and Riley Ash lit the lamp. James Venn had 21 saves for Melfort. The Melfort Mustangs got rolling in the second period on Friday in Melville on the way to a 7-1 win. Melfort led 1-0 after the first period. The Mustangs then scored 3 times in the second frame and as many in the third. Summers and Clark Huxley had 2 goals each for Melfort. Leighton Holoyan, Tkachuk, and Minnick also scored for the winners. For the Mustangs, Joel Favreau stopped 19 of the 20 shots he faced. The Mustangs fell 4-3 in a shootout on Saturday to Melville at home. Huxley, Dawson Leroux and Tkachuk scored for Melfort. Battleford's North Stars, 4-1-4-2-1. In front of 1,367 in Flin Flon on Friday, the North Stars lost just their 7th game of the season. They were shut out 6-0 by the Bombers. The North Stars bounced back to beat Flin Flon, 4-2. After a scoreless first period, Battleford scored 3 straight goals in the second and were up 2-1 at the second intermission. The teams traded goals in the third. Scoring for Battleford's were Jackson Allen, 2, Bradley Blake, and Kian Bell. Battleford's Josh Kotai made 38 saves. Nipawin Hawks, 2-2-2-0-4-1. In their lone game of the week, the Hawks fell 6-5 in overtime on February 14 to the Kindersley Clippers. Alex Ochitwa scored 2 goals and recorded 4 points for Nipawin. Teammate Alex Johnson had a goal and 4 assists. Nipawin scored 3 third-period goals to force overtime and earn a point in the standings. LaRange Ice Wolves, 2-9-1-7-3-2. The Wolves fell 3-2 in Kindersley on Friday. Dawson Smith stopped 30 of 33 shots for LaRange. The Ice Wolves rebounded to win 6-2 in Kindersley on Saturday night. They scored 4 goals in the third period to break a 2-2 tie. Liam McGuinness, Leighton Sheeran, Ethan Strick, Jacob Vicentini, Dylan Handel, and Trenton Curtis had LaRange's goals. Topher Kirico made 29 saves. Kindersley Clippers, 1-1, 2-8, 2-5. Nathan DeGraves scored at the 3:10 mark in overtime to give the Clippers a 6-5 victory on February 15. Kindersley had led 5-2 early in the third period. Scoring in regulation for the Clippers were Tylan Hillbig, 2, Logan Linklater, Danton Cox, and Cash Arnson. Logan Falk made 20 saves. Consistent scoring allowed the Clippers to beat the Ice Wolves in Kindersley on Friday. LaRange got out to a 2-1 first period lead. Kindersley scored a goal in each period en route to a 3-2 win. Cameron Rimstad, Linklater, and Caden Ostrom scored for the winners. Falk made 38 saves. The Clippers fell 6-2 in Melfort on February 13. The teams were tied 1-1 after the first period. LaRange beat Kindersley 6-2 on the Rod Saturday. Kindersley led 2-1 after the first period. Melville Millionaires, 1-3, 2-8, 5-1. Jackson Martin's OT marker gave Melville a 3-2 win over Estevan on February 15. The host Bruins led 2-1 after 1. Neither team scored in the second period. Carter McKay's second goal of the night tied the contest and forced overtime. Etan Rao had 29 saves for Melville. On Saturday, the Millionaires fought back to earn a 4-3 shootout victory against the Melfort Mustangs. Tucky Buhay was the lone shooter out of a combined 6 to score in the shootout. After the Mustangs took a 2-0 first period lead, the Millionaires fought back in the second with goals from Ethan Antsi and McKay. Melfort went up 3-2 in the third on a power play, but Melville's Zach Bansley tied things up. Rao stopped 37 shots in regulation and overtime. The Millionaires lost 7-1 at home on Friday against Melfort. McKay scored Melville's lone goal. Notre Dame Hounds, 1-6, 2-3, 4-2. The Hounds were unable to hold onto the 3-0 lead they had built up by early in the third period on February 14 in Wilcox. They fell 5-4 in overtime to Humboldt. Antoine Saint-Ange scored twice for the Hounds. On Friday, the Hounds led 1-0 after the first period in Weyburn thanks to an Evan Vandenhoevel goal. The Red Wings scored 3 straight, once in the second and twice in third. Jacob Lidgey scored for Notre Dame, but the Hounds fell 3-2.